Hey everyone, welcome back to Mr. and Mrs. Therapy Podcast. We're so glad that you're here with us today. We've been in a series where we've been talking about the five love languages, and this is based off the book by Dr. Gary Chapman. And so if you haven't gone and listened to those, go back and listen to that. We did an overview, and then we've also gone over words of affirmation, acts of service, and quality time. And today we're going to be talking about the love language physical touch. So let's jump into today's episode.
So one of the things for people who are physical touch is that there's a variety of touch that they benefit from. So a couple of them are affectionate touches. That includes hugging, kissing, holding hands, cuddling. These gestures offer comfort and warmth and closeness. So if you or your spouse is physical touch, you're generally going to want to be getting embraced by your partner regularly, or just them passing by and caressing or touching you just as an everyday casual experience. And if in particular your partner is physical touch, you definitely want to make sure that you keep that on your radar. Sometimes it's something where you might not necessarily be super comfortable with it, or you might not really have a big draw towards that physical touch. But know that for your partner who is physical touch, it is very meaningful for them for you to be touching them. Another type of touch is supportive touch. So these can be just reassuring touches on the shoulders or gentle squeeze on the hand, or any touch meant to offer comfort during distressing times. So again, if they are physical touch, that's the way they're going to be receiving love. So if they're really struggling, you don't just want to say, hey, I'm here for you, we can talk about anything you need. What they really want is for you to just come sit right next to them, hold their hand, put your arm around them, something like that. And then that helps give them that sense of reassurance. So the third type is connecting touch. So these are brief touches that occur in passing or during activities that signal connection and presence without necessarily leading to more intimate contact. So again, if you're walking by in the kitchen and you kind of give your spouse a little bit of a slap on the butt, or if you walk by them in the hall, you just kind of leave out your hand and you just kind of drag it across them as you go by. So these touches aren't necessarily intending to lead to anything more, but it's just this passing, hey, I care about you. Hey, I'm thinking about you, as you're touching them as you go by.
And I kind of giggle when you say that, because I think sometimes you do that so often to me, which I really appreciate. But when you don't do it, I often think, oh, I wonder if he's okay or something's wrong. Because I think some of the things that you do, it is very much a connecting touch. And it sounds funny to put it that way, but I do feel connected to you when I can almost rely on you for that touch.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I do think that most of the time, if I don't touch you when we go by in close proximity, it probably is because I'm annoyed. There are times where maybe I was too busy doing something else, but generally if I'm just walking by you and everything's fine, I'm probably going to touch you.
And I appreciate that.
And now that's for somebody whose physical touch is only their third highest. So it's 17% for me. So it's relatively low, but it's still something that happens very regularly. And I would imagine maybe if physical touch wasn't something that was just so prevalent and so easy to come by in our relationship, that may end up being higher up on my love language. But because it's something that there's never really a low supply of, that for me, it doesn't feel like a deep need.
And I agree. Physical touch for me is actually, it's tied for my second to the last love language. And so remember, in these love languages, it's not that you don't need these all in your life, but it's how you primarily speak and receive that love language. And so just because someone is really low on physical touch, it doesn't mean that they never need a physical touch. So let's talk a little bit about how to provide this physical touch. One of the really important things in physical touch as a love language is understanding and respecting each other's comfort levels and boundaries regarding physical contact. Because this is a very personal thing. And whether it's in a relationship or even with friends or even with your own children or your parents, really understanding their preference, knowing how the other person likes to be touched and what kind of physical affection they appreciate, that's really essential. Because remember, these love languages, as we are trying to pour in and fill their love bank and love the other person well, it's understanding their love language. So even though they are physical touch, it's important to know what type of physical touch. You can't just say, well, you're physical touch, this is what I'm going to do, and just kind of go along with that. You want to know what makes them feel the most loved. Another important thing in how to provide that physical touch is really understanding that if your partner is physical touch, it's important that you are regularly initiating that affectionate touch. Beyond the romantic setting or sexual touches, just being able to initiate this physical affection to show that love and that connection as well.
And I think we talked a little bit about this in acts of service. If they're having to ask you for physical affection on a regular basis, you still are filling their love bank, but you get so much more bonus if you do it unprompted for them. So if you are the one choosing to initiate, they're not reminding or asking you for it, then you're getting 75% more bonus of filling them up with love by doing that of your own accord.
Another way to provide physical touch is kind of what Tim talked about a little bit earlier, but incorporating touch in daily activities. So just whenever he's passing me or we're in the kitchen together, usually there's some kind of expression or physical touch that happens. And so just small touches during everyday activities can significantly enhance the feeling of connection, especially for your partner whose love language is physical touch. And I think this goes back to what we talked about in the introduction of the whole love language series, is that it's this consistent love that you want to show. You can't just say, I love you once when you're married, and then for words of affirmation be like, I already told you I loved you when we got married. And it's the same thing with physical touch. If that's their primary love language and that's how they're receiving love, it's not beneficial if you go on one date night and maybe you pull out all the stops. You're holding their hand as you're walking to the place. And then when you're sitting at dinner, maybe you have your hand on their leg. And then when you're in a movie, you have your arm around their shoulder. And then maybe later in the night, there's some more sexual or intimate physical touch. And then you just say, I already gave you the physical touch. Remember 3 weeks ago when we went on that date night? That's not loving your spouse well. And so just making sure that you are consistently meeting their needs and filling up their love bank with these love languages.
You know, it's actually kind of funny thinking about this because neither of us are very high on this one, but I would have a hard time quantifying how many times we touch each other a day because it's so frequent.
Yeah, and it's very comforting to me to just know, like, okay, like I said earlier, that's a sign that we're okay and we're good. Or I can kind of tell the mood that he's in based on the physical touch as well. Sometimes it's more playful. Sometimes it is more intimate. Sometimes it's a little more matter of fact, like, hey, I'm here. And all of those are just little cues that I have known or I can see over time in our marriage that it kind of gives me cues as where he's at and how we're doing. And the last one I want to talk about with how to provide physical touch is just making sure that you're present. That physical touch isn't just this checking off the box or it's just a routine thing that I need to make sure I do, which it is, right? We just talked about consistency, but you want to make sure that it's intentional and it's filled with love and care and you're doing it because you truly do love the other person. And so being fully present and very purposeful in what you're doing.
So there are a couple potential challenges that people run into with physical touch. And one of them is differences in touch preference. So the way one partner wants to be touched versus the way another partner might feel comfortable touching the other person. Now, a couple things about this, and one of the things I think is important to note is that you may have a certain level of discomfort with something, but if your partner appreciates that type of touch, what you want to do is, to the best of your ability, work at trying to increase your comfort level or comfort zone. And this is something I tell couples all the time, is that as you're going through your relationship, you're never going to really reach a place where you're 100% comfortable, but you should always be delving to new depths of comfort with your partner. And so what that means is you have to take risks or push yourself outside of your normal comfort zone in order to work at continuing to connect better with your partner. And if you are struggling with some of these physical touch things where you're like, man, I just don't feel super comfortable with that, but I am willing to try, then the longer you try, the more likely you are to gain a level of comfort with that. And so it could be even something as simple as maybe you really don't like holding hands. Maybe when you hold hands, your hand gets sweaty and it makes you feel embarrassed or uncomfortable. But if your partner doesn't care and it doesn't bother them, then that's just a discomfort level that you have to learn to trust them in. They're not going to make fun of me. They're not going to be upset or irritated. They just care to hold my hand. It doesn't matter if it's sweaty or not sweaty. Or you might be sitting on the couch and then you sit right next to each other where your hips are touching. And you might prefer a little bit more personal space than that. But again, it's not necessarily that you have to do it every single time you're sitting down together or the entire time you're sitting down together. But starting off or doing that for a little bit and then pushing past that level of discomfort can show them how much you really care about them. But then also, as you work on it, you might find yourself getting more and more comfortable in that area.
And I think this is a good opportunity to talk about. Sometimes we have past trauma that causes us to dislike some of these touches. And maybe it's even pushed down physical touch to a total different level because of things that you've experienced. So it's important to know that you don't have to live like that. Tim and I specialize in working with trauma, and this is an area where I have seen so many different clients, and really working on it has made such a big difference in their life. Because if there is trauma, it's not just uncomfortable for you, but it could cause you to be distressed or frightened, and you could even be despising touch. And that's a hard place to be in when your spouse, maybe their primary love language is physical touch. And so it's definitely something to be able to work on. And so Tim and I would love to walk you through that and coach you through how to overcome that trauma so that you can live free of that prison and really free from the effects of your past. And I think another potential challenge is kind of a misinterpretation of touch. So if someone is giving their spouse, you know, just these non-sexual touches and that person misinterprets that or feels like, man, they're always doing things so that it could lead to sex. I think it's crucial to communicate about what certain gestures mean. But also, like we mentioned earlier, if your spouse's love language is physical touch, you want to make sure that a piece of that absolutely is sexual intimate touches, but that a big part of it are also these non-sexual touches. Like we talked about with holding hands, hand on the shoulder, just sitting close to each other. But really having a discussion where if you feel like it is now becoming unbalanced and maybe your partner doesn't really understand the type of touch that you want if your love language is physical touch, or if you're the one providing that physical touch for your spouse whose love language is physical touch, then you want to make sure that you understand what kind of touches especially impact them and fill their tank. And another consideration that you want to just think about is just the difference in maybe your cultural backgrounds or your family of origin backgrounds, how that also plays a role in your regular use of physical touch. Because some families never hug, they never touch. It feels awkward to them or maybe even inappropriate to hug someone or touch someone. Whereas maybe you grew up in a family where as they were laughing, they would touch your arm and laugh, or they would give regular hugs. And so understanding there's a difference in how you were raised from how your spouse was raised. And that also plays into this and can lead to some potential problems.
So now we're going to run through a couple things that you want to avoid when you or your partner's love language is physical touch. So obviously, the first one is avoiding physical contact. So if you are neglecting them physically and you are not touching them at all, it's going to make them feel unloved and disconnected from you. And again, if this isn't your love language, it can be something that just easily passes through your mind and you just don't think about it. But if your partner is physical touch, you don't want to just let it fly through your mind. You want to hold it there and say, okay, I want to be intentional and I want to make sure I do this. So be careful about neglecting, especially if you guys are in like some type of conflict, then you want to kind of not touch them at all or you're really frustrated. That's going to add in extra tension to the situation.
Which goes into the next thing to avoid. You want to avoid withdrawing touch as a punishment. Because if your spouse's primary love language is physical touch, I totally understand that when you're upset, you're not going to want to touch them lovingly. But when you withdraw in that sense, for that other person, it can cause significant worry and heighten the level of conflict in their mind, which then causes the conflict for you. And if you begin to use this as kind of a weapon or punishment or manipulation, that can really cause emotional harm and damage the trust in your relationship.
And by the way, I think just as a side note to this, you should not be punishing your partner under any circumstances. That's not how you develop or grow a healthy relationship. And so whether it's physical touch or any other love language or just any consequence you're trying to dole out to your partner, that's not the type of relationship you want. You're taking on a parental role. And if you want an equal partner, you don't punish them. You talk to them about the issues that you have and work at resolving them through communication. The next one we're going to talk about is ignoring comfort levels. So we talked about this earlier where we talked about, hey, we want you to try to work at pushing past your comfort zone to expand your comfort zone. But that doesn't mean that somebody should break that boundary that you have set or that somebody should force you to have a type of touch that you are uncomfortable with. And so if you're working on trying to expand your horizons, you're the one who's setting the pace. Your partner shouldn't be setting it for you. So it's important not to ignore your partner's comfort level with physical touch.
And like Tim was talking about earlier, this is both with sexual and non-sexual touch. So even balancing that closeness and personal space with what you want versus how comfortable they are with it. Another thing to avoid is almost minimizing your partner's need for touch. So this could be not paying attention to their need for physical touch, but also minimizing it. So saying things like, gosh, he's always touching me, or every time he touches me, it's just because he wants sex. And when you say things like that, that can be really hurtful for a person whose primary love language is physical touch, because it shames them for their love language and things that would help them feel loved in your marriage. And sometimes when we're withdrawing it or minimizing what they need, then they tend to kind of reach out more or ask for more physical touch. So what you can do is get ahead of that and initiate more. And if you know that's your spouse's need and you're fulfilling it, then maybe instead of feeling like, oh, this is all they're wanting, it's you now providing and meeting a need that they have for love.
The next one we're going to talk about is overlooking nonverbal cues. So physical touch is a form of communication. And if you ignore your partner's nonverbal cues about when and what type of touch they need, it can lead to misunderstandings. So if your partner just kind of puts their hand on your thigh as you guys are sitting down and then you kind of just brush it off, or they come in for a hug and you just kind of go stiff on them, something along those lines, you're misunderstanding their cues and you're missing their bid to connect. They are trying to connect with you in the way that they best feel that connection. And so if you kind of shrug them off, or if you push that away because you didn't understand that that's what they were trying to do, you were just kind of annoyed by the touch, then that can cause unnecessary struggles between you two.
Another thing to avoid, or at least to look at, is public discomfort. If your partner appreciates physical touch in public settings, but you're hesitant or embarrassed or refuse to engage in any form of physical touch in public, that can make them feel rejected. But it's also crucial to balance that with what we're talking about before, understanding each other's level of comfort in different settings. So it could be a level of comfort around family or in church setting or just when you're out and about in public. But really pushing yourself to meet your spouse's level of need and then communicating and talking through it together.
All right, guys, that's all we have for physical touch for today. Now, if you'd like to jump into the discussion we're having on Facebook, you can find a link in the description below. We're going to have everybody say what is the type of physical touch that is their preference to get from their partner. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. And remember, your mind is a powerful thing.